Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, attention! You filthy earth stink beasts! Prepare to meet your moosey fate as you embark on the Tokyo Black Hour Death Podcast! I am Zim, ready to rain down doom.
Welcome back to the Tokyo Black News and Review, episode 169. And you have the three amigos this week. Dusty is busy. Christian is busy. Brittany never showed back up after her first day. And Lisa is still busy. You know what they missing out on? The greatest thing in America, Jack. A 69. 169. Think about it.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, everybody on this fucking show gonna get some 69.
Yeah, for a second I thought you were talking about like us doing a 69. Like, nah, I ain't with that shit, Jack. Ain't my style of sexual fellatio with no man. No, you know, you like that type of shit, that's fine with me. But you know, for me personally, there ain't gonna be no Brandon and Jamal 69 sandwich.
Nah, hey, nigga, I wouldn't even go to no meeting like that. Y'all niggas on your own, Jack.
Hey, you with some, you know, you swinging and you got a beautiful wife. Would you have my wife 69, nigga? Don't mind if I do.
We are off the rails.
You know, I'm just putting it out there. Jermaine started this shit, you know. Welcome back to 169. And they are missing 169. They are falling behind. Just want to tell all you people something while COVID is still going on. Just remember one thing. Don't lose none of your friends or family member right now. Because you niggas do realize COVID won't really be here forever. It seems like it. But 10 years down the line, that nigga who you pissed off because your ideology is not the same as his, you may need that motherfucker one day.
That's true.
I'm pointing that out there to you people because a lot of people losing their family members and friends because they assume they right. Yeah, all them women who putting on talcum powder thought they was right too until goddamn they got ovarian cancer. You have no idea what the future holds for you.
You know you're going to come back. Hey, Jeff, man, your kids got so big. They can borrow 50 bones. Nigga, I'm going to kill you. Nigga, get out of my property.
Yeah, just remember that, people.
All that hurtful shit you said, nigga, please.
Just remember that. Never lose your good friends and don't ruin your family because you believe something different. It don't work like that in life, dog. And like I tell niggas, any nigga who don't want to fuck me now, it don't hurt me at all. Always remember one thing Jamar lived by. You will need me before I need you. And that goes for your job. That goes for everybody. But I appreciate having great friends. Brandon, Dusty, Lisa, Don, Christian, all of them, even my brother, all good goddamn people. Let's get to those people who no longer have good people on their side.
Death stalks you at every turn.
Grandpa?
Well, it does. There it is, death.
I can't wait till we change that shit so we won't get sued. But a lot of goddamn people are dying, boy. Death is not taking a vacation. Maybe because it's cold and he like, you know what, boy, time to put on that peak coat and get to work in the streets.
Boy, Jack the Ripper coat, boy, even to get one of them long London fogs.
Why you coming today? Death is raining. Not with this London fog on, nigga, always dry.
Rain, sleet, snow, or hail. Yeah.
And we can make that jacket. We should be able to cure cancer, right?
You would think.
What about got London fall jackets in England? We still using rain slickers like I know what you did from last summer. Nigga, I'm not a fisherman. Y'all got to tighten up. Let's get on time. These people passed away. The happy preacher, Elder Carl Morrell. I'm sorry. If I butchered your name, Carl Morrell. He was the happy preacher. Never heard of him. R.I.P., my man. They didn't even say what you died of or how old you were because I decided not to go that far into the news break article. Let's get on down to the Detroit Cobra. Y'all remember that?
No.
I totally made that up. I thought that was like a Cobra sound, but Rachel Nager
It's N-A-G-Y. How do you say that? Nagger, Nagy.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Nagy.
Is it Nagy?
I think.
Don't walk That's into that. It, Brandon. Don't get scooped up, white man. Don't set yourself up, nigga, please. How do you say N-I-G-G-A? Hold up now.
Oh, yeah, bro. We got a roll called Nicka Jack Roll. To say that shit 10 times. Where you going? Nicker. It's Nickel Jack Roll, but can you imagine saying Nickel Jack Roll 20 times?
Yeah, I can imagine getting caught up at some point. Yeah.
What? You a racist.
Yeah, I'd have to move.
What's the first black man in the neighborhood going to say to you, Brandon?
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
Oh, get on down to 16 and Prednick. This, I swear to God, is it only America where we have shows like this? 16 and Prednick. Pregnant star Jordan Cashmere has died at 26. How high do you want to get, nigga? How high do you want to get, people? And it might be Cash Meyer, because it's Cash and M-Y-E-R.
So I wish Dusty was here, because I know Dusty watched this shit. He watched everything.
But you really think, like, bro, we gave niggas a TV show for being 16 and pregnant. You remember back in the day when your family used to feel shame? These motherfuckers don't even feel shame no more. They like, run that shit, nigga. Can I sign the contract today?
Motherfuckers have moved to a brand new neighborhood. Yeah. God damn it. I hear a baby over there, but all I see is your mother and your daddy. They kind of old. It's your nose ass nigga. Yeah, I'm 15 with a kid, nigga. I'm in a neighborhood. No, you know it got to be some nigga like that.
You know, thought you had the goddamn Hunchback of Notre Dame when you was pregnant at 13 and 14. Hide that baby.
hide everything, nigga.
Nobody has shame anymore.
No, hell no. Glorified. I'm like that, bro. I'm like you, Jamal. First time I seen the episode, I was like, y'all niggas. Why not? What? The black people mom be slapping them to death. Bitch, you 16. You, hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
Let me teach you what now.
Let me teach you how to be homeless, my nigga.
Come in the house 16 with a baby in a black neighborhood. What they gonna say to you, Brandon?
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
I'm going to get that ass. I don't know, man. It is what it is. It happens. But then again, if you go back to 90 years, everybody was pregnant at 16. So, you know.
Yeah, times, they are changing.
Yeah, motherfucker didn't live to be with 32. So, you know, you had to start early.
True that.
But niggas in Africa live to be 110, but niggas in the old day, them old white cowboy. How old he live? He was an old 41. R.P. Jordan Cashmire. All right. The modern CEO Jeffrey A. Parker's died on Friday night. According to officials, he was 55 years old.
Well, nigga, I died too, nigga, every time he kept raising prices. Bitch ass nigga.
And for some reason, Marta is still the cheapest. You believe that shit? It's still the cheapest out of all the rail lines across this country.
Yeah. They said, I heard that he had damn jumped in front of a Marta train.
Damn, nah, boy, that fucked up when you were CEO.
Yeah, what'd he do?
That's what a lot of people were speculating, like, damn, word.
Add yeah. Too many Jamaican me crazy, huh? Spending up all these folks' money.
Yeah. Somebody was like, man, what do you do if you're on that train? I was like, well, I'm calling in to work for sure. Yeah. Like,
you can't call in because you stuck at the bottom of the train.
I'd just be like, I just saw this guy's fucking intestines fly by me at fucking 45. I'm going to need a day to process that, you know?
Brandon ain't lying. Hot off the presses. People PC. Marta CEO Jeffrey Parker died by suicide after stepping in front of a train. Nigga, what kind of on admits you shit you think this is? Your soul ain't coming back, nigga.
Nah, them goddamn demons got that nigga. You owe us, bub.
Yeah, nigga.
55 was the age. Nigga, COVID ain't been that bad.
Man, you probably be Patrick Swayze, my nigga.
You don't want to be stuck on Marta for the rest of your life. What the fuck? That was I thinking. These niggas ain't even upgraded the rail in 40 years. They charge them $97 a ride.
Well, that's welcome to hell, nigga.
Some hobos pissing on you constantly.
That nigga jump. What would... See, this is the problem. See, this is when people, I tell people all the time, having all that money sometimes, it ain't good for you. Because you start fucking with some real scummy ass people, and you don't know who you out there fucking with.
Yeah, next thing you know, one night you're partying with Prince Andrew, and then the next, like, ooh, you're partying with Prince Andrew. Yeah.
There you go. Oh, nigga, you don't borrow $4 billion from some loan sharks. Nigga, I know I feel it coming. Need that money, my nigga. Today,
get him that fresh soft pack,
nigga. Please, I'm gonna show you what I'm gonna do. I ain't paying nobody, Jack.
Yes, I'll see you in hell.
Yeah, RP to this man who leaped in front of a train. I want to guide your bodily spirit somewhere. The only way you want to die is in your sleep. Don't ruin the train conductor for the rest of your life.
He done fucked up everybody's shit that work at Marla. I would have sued that nigga if I was on that train. Nigga, I'm scared to be on any train now, nigga. CEO jumping in tracks and shit.
You know, eyeballs and juice and shit rolling down the window and somebody. You know how we always had that rule of thumb of always be in the front car? When a nigga commits suicide, he might want to be at the end of the car.
Oh no, you know, that's a lot of train fighting from the end to the front.
Yeah, that's true.
What if you're on the platform, get hit like Gallagher, you know what I'm saying? Picking up pieces of this motherfucker's skull out your hair and shit, you know?
Like, how much you go to work and sit there? You all right? No, dog, I ain't gonna never be all right. Moving on to Ronnie Spector, 60 icon singer who... Her song was Be My Baby. She died in 98.
I hate to say it. I hope I don't sound ridiculous. I don't know who this man is.
I wasn't born in the 60s, so I'm sorry, Be My Baby. I might know the song if I listened to it, but I didn't feel like diving into the article. But at least I know when you die. Moving on to Tuskegee Airman Briggs General Charles McGee. He died at 102. We appreciate you.
We salute you, sir. Yeah.
Bruh, telling y'all. If you want to be a, you want to live forever, bro, we need to figure out where the baby boomers dead. Telling you,
nigga, you see that many dead bodies, you gotta start sucking in some of them souls sometime to live a little longer, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess
what you imagine all them niggas flying in the sky, you see a nigga fall like pieces of paper. I'm sorry,
that shit scary.
That's what I'm saying. Once you stare death in the eyeballs, I guess you fucking start clinging on super hard, trying not to damn have to tussle with him again for a while. Yeah,
that shimmy gummy start adding on years to your life, my nigga. We gonna give you 45 more. I appreciate it.
You said we gotta put names in the book, huh?
But I don't know, or that might just be their way to torture him to make him live to 101, seeing their homeboy's head get blown off every night in his sleep and shit, you know?
Oh, no, I appreciate your service, because it take a lot to do what you do and do what you did.
And on them raggedy-ass plane from back then, nigga, you had a one-way ticket, and you came home. We appreciate you. We ain't going to talk about the government giving you syphilis, but, you know, we going to move on to Olympic medalist Dion Lander. He died at 29 in a car accident in Texas. Nigga, he from Tobago, went with Tobago and whatever that is. But you died in a car accident in Texas, bro, after you got some medals. It's fucked up.
I hate to say it. I hope I don't sound ridiculous. I don't know who this man is.
Me either. I don't look at the Olympics enough to know any goddamn body. You know what I mean?
The Olympics been lost its thing since 1996.
You know. Ever since, you know. My next door neighbor could be an Olympic champion, nigga. I would never know it because I know I don't even ask nigga, are you an Olympic champion?
Nigga, then we had a conversation about people being Olympic champion that have office jobs. Them niggas working warehouses. That shit is the most worthless thing you could ever do if you don't carry on your endorsements.
That's yeah, true that.
Yeah. I mean, so, bro, you work hard to get a gold medal that ain't worth shit.
God bless America. We're going to send all them people on the magic school. Oh, no, not the magic school bus. We going to send them up on racist Joe bus. He done kind of outfitted the bus since some all those rich people died last week. So now he goddamn driving the hellified bus to send them people up there.
Yeah, Tuskegee Admin decided to fly. He seen what
racist Joe and goddamn Timbo was doing.
Yeah, he seen what Timbo was doing. He don't trust his judgment.
You know, I don't know. I don't know how they got Jeffrey A. Parker up there. Maybe in like a soup canister or some shit like that.
Yeah, this nigga here ruined everybody's trip.
Squeegee.
This nigga coming here looking like the brain from Ninja Turtle. Like, nigga, you scaring everybody.
I don't know what the hell wrong with people, bro. When you commit suicide, I understand. But sometimes you run a lot of people's lives behind it. Talk to somebody. Talk to a nigga who ain't your friend. And you know why? He always listen. Go to the local bar and talk to that nigga. He'll change your life. I don't be want to talk to y'all, nigga, because my problems ain't that bad. But, you know, some nigga just want to talk.
Or just go out in the woods in the middle of nowhere where nobody's going to find you until, like, the fucking winter thaw, you know?
After the goddamn bugs and rodents and goddamn animals been feasting on your carcass.
Yeah.
The coyote leaving them shin bones, nigga, everything is going to be gone.
I don't know. I want to terrorize at least one jogger before I go. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm going to say. Nigga jogging in the woods trying to be healthy. Oh, shit, it's a dead body.
Well, I need something to carry on my legacy. I'm not going to have any kids or anything, so I need one person to remember that I fucking died.
Yeah, you dirty.
The only way I'm going to...
ain't going to see me forever.
The only way I'm going to do that is if I scar him for life, you know? And then they're gonna tell their kids, and I'm gonna live on, you know, a few more generations.
Live on like Candyman.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we appreciate all those people passing away. We do hope you guys all end up in heaven, wherever retrospect, wherever you go. Or do you just come back to here and do this? Because if we in the Matrix, why would a man commit suicide to come back and live the same life in the Matrix? Moving on, all of these stories are going to be from December the 10th to December the 19th.
January,
I'm so sorry. I put that in the wrong goddamn story. It's January the 10th to January the 19th. 2022, and every year it just get better and better. You know why? Why, Brandon?
Living in America.
Let's get on down this good old American news. Every week we try to ask Dr. Fauci, a.k.a. Dr. Grouchy, because now he's grouchy when you ask him too many questions about COVID. And ask him about Wuhan.
Well, I can't spell it.
That nigga got so mad. That is a lie? And you're trying to... I like that, bro. When you get mad about shit, that's when you start to buckle.
Oh, yeah. Man, I don't know. I saw some shit that was supposed to have leaked out between him and a bunch of other scientists where they didn't want to fucking call the lab incident thing a thing because it was going to, quote, unquote, disrupt international harmony.
Like, oh, we're going into that story later on, believe it.
All right. Cause...
But let's get on down and ask this hill. But like I said, what I always remember, people, a long time ago, people used to question everything. Now, I don't know what the fuck happened, but you realize we question nothing now?
Well, the government said, run that shit. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to run that shit.
Nigga gave us alien evidence, and we like, that shit ain't real. I'm like, my nigga, you realize how many niggas disappeared out the face of the earth when they were trying to tell the world aliens exist?
A lot, yeah. Yeah.
And then you just said, throw that shit out there like, oh, yeah, man, they've been here for years. We don't really know what's happening, but they here.
Yep, and everybody was like, me.
You know what I mean? Like, damn, Charlie disappeared. He was all in the alien shit. You know, I don't know, man. And then, you know, but like back then you asked the question. Now niggas be like, you heard what happened to him? Yeah, I ain't getting that shit. Yeah, I'm just going to follow what the government tell me. The government always lying. So let's get on down to Dr. Fauci. This is his words exactly. The highly contagious Omicron variant will find just about everybody.
Everybody, I said that.
But it say vaccinated people will still fare better.
That just means you'll get a little sick, but you still going to get it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've been saying this all along. Like, eventually everybody is going to get this shit. It's just a matter of time. Yeah.
Do you know... if you haven't had your boosters, you're not considered fully vaccinated.
Well, I guess I'm part of the fully unvaccinated crowd now, because.
Yeah. I'm telling you, bro, what are you boosting, my nigga? God damn, how bad is this shit that you got to tell a nigga, hey, bro, you need 15, 29 boosters, nigga, and it's going to cost your insurance $10 million.
I just, you know, like I said, I remember the old days, nigga asked questions, like, that shit don't sound right. Remember when we went to Afghanistan and we ain't asked no questions? Let's get on down to Joe Biden and his... See, do you realize how quiet Joe Biden has been about Omicron and COVID? But he came out this week and said he was going to get the... he was going to spend a bunch of money to get the medical force from the military to help out. Nigga, how they going to help out besides getting sick with us? You know what I'm saying? But he said he plans to buy 500 million more COVID tests and to offer free masks. Now, I want to ask you a question, my nigga. Quit spending my money on shit. I can buy my own COVID test, but guess what I can't find nowhere? A COVID test. So where you going to get 500 million from? With my money.
Yeah, word. Word. Wow. Let me just keep that cash. Yeah.
It's a scam. I was like that, bro. Let me tell you something. Y'all niggas getting 500 million. Nigga, it's 40 million niggas in Atlanta, nigga. Who y'all passing these tests out to? And second of all, what are y'all niggas doing, man?
I'm going to tell you like
shouldn't you be using that money to fight the power? Nigga, don't hand out more tests. Everybody's sick now.
This is how you know it's a money laundering scheme. They're going to give out free masks. Nobody using a goddamn mask no more. Yeah.
And my thing, yeah, like I told Christian, what the craziest shit in the world is, if, you know, COVID is really bad, right? A lot of people passed away, right? Why is it possible for a nigga to sell me a bootleg mask online that ain't gonna work? You should be making N95 masks and giving them to every goddamn body if you really want to tone it down a little bit. You know what
they
I mean?
They should have been making them all along. They started.
We can't get none from China. And I look at them nigga like, what you mean you can't get none from China? Y'all nigga can't make them here.
No good factories in the States or US of A, huh?
We got to get rid of that capitalism shit, bro. That slave shit. You never mind. Moving on to Joe Biden again. Hillbilly number one. He just announced that we are going to give $308 million in aid to Afghanistan. To Afghans. To fight the ongoing crisis. And like Brandon said, why do we leave if I got to keep getting more money? You nigga blew up a van full of children and adults, and we didn't even ask no questions. Do you realize that shit?
Yes.
A nigga over here fighting because you ain't got a mask. Nigga, you blew up a van with children and adults, and you had the wrong intel.
It came and out them
niggas
news.
Said they was not gonna blame anybody. It was just a mishap.
I mean, okay, you know.
That's our Skeletor. That's how villains are born. Remember that shit, nigga. That's how villains are born. Always. Yeah. Because one nigga survive and he hates you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, Baron Zemo. That's almost exactly Baron Zemo from the MCU's fucking story.
Yeah, and you just asked the question like, you niggas killed. And it was like a van with too many. It was like it wasn't even a clown car, bro. It had so many people. Like, you niggas killed a lot of people. And the general took blame for it, but they said they weren't going to blame. It was nobody's fault. And I asked the question, what are we doing here?
Yeah. Well,
what the fuck $308 million gonna do to people in Afghan? Nigga, wouldn't they just run a pyramid scheme with our money?
Yes.
With those people who wouldn't there?
Yes. Yes, they were. You know, man, I mean, we did fuck that whole operation up, though, so I don't know. Might have to fucking pay the piper on this one, but.
Man, how we done paid it, nigga? It was a 10-year bid. A nigga didn't even know why they were there no more. What a paperwork at? I don't know, nigga. And we started fights with it.
Well, after that shoddy fucking, after the shoddy way we got the fuck out of there, though, like, yeah.
Them nigga X out of that bitch like Joker members.
But that nigga Joe Biden, you know how people say they need to handle their own war. Now we gonna be dishing out more of our money?
Yep. Yeah, that's that guilty money, you know.
Ain't no guilty money, nigga. I ain't guilty, nigga. Give it to me. Nigga, y'all over here struggling during COVID. And you niggas talking about y'all want to tax me for Venmo, nigga. Fuck that.
Indeed. Yeah, no, I'm with you.
I don't get it, bro. You niggas stayed there for 10 years and you left them people with nothing. You left them niggas with their hands in their pockets.
Yeah, dumbest shit ever. But
I always remember. I know, like, they always, what do they say, Brandon? Teach a man to fish, he'll eat forever.
Yes.
Give a man a fish, he'll eat for a week. You know what I mean? Like, did we ever teach the right people how to fish? Well, I guess when they fishing with line numbers. Shit, we got 9,000 troops. Only 400 showed up today.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, God knows. God knows what the hell was going on over there. 10 years, bro. Yeah, those motherfuckers damn folded inside of, what, 2 days? Yeah. Outside of some small pockets of resistance, so big up to those folks. But
in them motherfucker, you realize half of them motherfuckers probably hate us now. $27 trillion worth of debt. This nigga said we finna buy 500 million COVID tests, give out free masks, and we also gonna give out $308 million in additional aid for humanitarian. Niggas, you know how cold it is right now in Atlanta? Nigga bought a cool 21. Nigga living in the streets.
True that.
Hey, y'all nigga, listen to what you just said, though. The biggest part, nigga, you said he gonna give out $308 million in aid, but then a nigga dishes out $385 million aid for someone else.
Oh yeah, then give us $1,200 paycheck when you behind 7 months on your rent.
Yeah, nigga, pay your bill.
Moving on, we ain't talking about Trump in a while. We appreciate Trump when he come out. This nigga Trump was introduced at his Arizona rally as he walked out with the song from the WWE wrestler, The Undertaker. He had The Undertaker theme song when he walked out. You look at this nigga like, how wonderful you people are.
I love it. Brandon ain't here for this shit, but hey, Jamal, he just got up, so he'll be back, but I wish. Jamal, I got to hear this nigga theme song. The Undertaker can't sue. The Undertaker dead, ain't he? Paul Bearer.
He's still alive, but you know the WWE on that shit, nigga. You know him and Vince McMahon tight. You good, player.
Oh, well, yeah, he probably did. That shit's hilarious. I'm like, oh, this nigga dying.
And I'm just like, bro, we live in a world of, this got to be the Twilight Zone. This shit just don't flip up and just hit the other way around. I don't know what's going on, but hey, man.
We talking about Donald Trump walking in with Undertaker theme music. This nigga is dying.
Dude, what is that supposed to convey? Like,
I'm dying.
What message does that send?
Shit, the next message, he said he don't know why people get vaxxed up unless they got their autoimmune bad system. Or what was the other thing?
Yeah,
they got
old.
Yeah. And I'm like, nigga, didn't they say you was on a ventilator?
They said Trump was on a ventilator?
And yeah. Somebody booked, they said he was so sick with COVID that he was on a ventilator. That's why they had to give him special unregistered drugs to bring him back.
Wow, no shit.
That's why he got like the shit that wasn't legal yet. Untested.
You forgot about that. Yeah, Trump tried brand new drug and nigga, I'm dying. Nigga, pump me full of it.
And give me them steroids when I go on stage. My friends say, look at him. He's on steroids. You can look at his face. You can look at his eye. He got the sweat. I'm like, nigga, how you know I feel on steroids? I know what that shit feel like. And that's what he on right now while he on stage.
I love it. I ain't never seen a nigga look so sad. Like, nigga, every step he take, nigga, I'm dying.
But this nigga crazy, bro. These niggas crazy, man. Let's move on to the Business Insider. I was going to put this ain't he good, though, won't he will. We are, Brandon had said this 2 weeks ago, maybe last week. Ginzel Maxwell, she ends her fight to keep the names of 8 John Doe a secret after Virginia demands they be made public. Bruh, y'all nigga taking too long with that necktie.
They got to make sure she gonna do what she say first. She ain't gonna be here long.
Like I said, I figure with this Prince Andrew shit brewing and now this, maybe she, somebody might have an accident here pretty soon.
Some niggas going to jail, Jack, because she probably already done told on them niggas.
I don't know, but I'm willing to say this. You know, the queen might have Andrew bumped off. Don't be surprised if he meets with some kind of accident.
Man, she knows what she's doing.
Shame in the family. Yeah.
Everybody know what you doing. When you with someone for 90 years, your wife know what you doing. She know what you like.
Well, no,
she
know where you going.
Well, I'm just saying, even your mama. Your mama always know when you was in the room jacking off. Come out of that room. I know what you're in there doing. You can't hide that type of shit from your mama. She see it in your eye. And that nigga Prince Andrew probably came there shaking. I ain't do that, mama. I know when my son do some weird shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, I want you to tell on everybody because I want you niggas to go to jail.
Yeah. The one time I got to say start snitching, you know. Typically, I say stop snitching, but in this case,
go on. Them motherfuckers ruin a lot of people's lives. And Jenzel, your life is not over with yet. God got plans for you. Maybe he'll keep you around long enough to tell on everybody. Moving on. We all like goddamn FedEx, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're fine. Yeah.
No, they're okay. You ever look at a UPS driver and a FedEx driver? The FedEx driver, like, he just got out of prison, and the UPS driver be all like, oh, like an employee. Nigga from FedEx came to my house. I said, damn, bro, I thought you was a regular nigga.
He thought you had to get the piece.
Oh, I already had that motherfucker. Who the nigga walking down here in that unmasked van? You know what I'm saying?
Put it in a slot, nigga. I don't know you.
Yeah, lay that shit on that Jeep, my nigga. We appreciate it. So the FedEx asks FAA permission to add anti-missile system to some of their cargo plane because these niggas have the chances of getting blown out of the sky when they go to other countries.
I mean,
they want to be outfitted with lasers that can throw off incoming heat-seeking missiles.
I mean, bro, you got the money for it. Living, hey, Brandon, where you can get missiles on your delivery curry business at?
Living in America.
I got money.
I mean, is this a problem for them? I mean, I guess maybe in some parts of the world, but
they want a missile defense. Let's face it. The world is going down in a hellfire blaze right now. They're getting worse and worse. You know what I mean? And then you still be telling niggas, can we go pick up the packages from Afghanistan? No, my nigga. You better bring them shits in by a ship, a carrier, boat, deer, sheep, nigga, you know, camels.
Bermuda Triangle, smoke, nigga, anything.
How much does a pilot make to go overseas and possibly get blowed up?
Hey, bro, I ain't mad at them nigga, bro. Look, if y'all niggas got the money and want to blow some shit up, do your thing. John McClane blew up shit all his life.
Yeah.
Them niggas need some atom bombs flying over country where they going to blow up. We going to blow your ship out. Don't worry about it, Jack. We got your number. Drop that atom bomb.
Yeah, like I said, I'm just curious if this is a problem. Like, how many of their airplanes have been shot out of the air?
You think they going to tell you then how many niggas going to want to keep doing the job? What happened to Jones? Man, he quit last week, said the job was too stressful. I ain't seen her. I called his wife. She's not picking up the phone. Nigga Jones landing in the mid-Pacific Ocean or some shit right there. You know what I mean? Who this knows?
Good.
But you got to ask the aviation committee that plead, nigga, can we just get some lasers to throw off missiles? You like that, huh?
How about y'all stop these niggas from shooting missiles in our direction, nigga? Cut a deal.
Yeah, pay them niggas and get them niggas some water or something, you know? Get them niggas something they might need so they won't be blowing up me, Jermaine, and Brandon, goddamn Dragon Ball Z toy.
Yeah, nigga, we need them packages.
Yeah, where's my Goku at, son?
Please.
Oh, you ain't getting that, nigga, about next year, nigga.
Oh, come on, man. I need that Android 17 and 18 from Dragon Ball Super.
You took my money, didn't you?
Yeah, word. Yeah.
Moving on to some more great American news. Only in America you can catch a DUI at 4 in the morning when you're asleep at the wheel. Welcome, TMZ. and they spread this news about, you know what I love about celebrities? When they catch a DUI, they be smiling in their photo. And I be like, when regular niggas catch a DUI, they be looking like they just caught, they just got caught doing some real scummy shit.
It is a terrible feeling. Yeah.
Oh, day. Yeah, nigga, regular nigga, you hurt for life. Celebrity be smiling like they said, shit, it gonna be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that regular nigga gotta go to jail for 10 years, nigga.
Yeah, I got enough money to get me out of this.
Amazing.
So who was it?
Tiffany Haddish.
Black Terror strikes again.
Dun, dun, and like, dun. Nigga, how drunk are you that you... Like, bro, have you ever been so drunk you said, shit, let me just take a nap right here?
At this stoplight? You know, no. Typically, I'm like, oh, man. 10 more minutes to the house. 5 more minutes to the house. Who are them headlights behind me? You know?
Nigga be shaking and shit. Oh, it was just an old couple driving real slow.
Yeah, you see some car broke down on the side of the road, and you're like, oh, God, is that a cop?
Yeah, like I said, I only did that shit like one time. I was like, whoa, never do this shit again. I swear to God, it took me 10 days to get home. And all that, nigga, I was only 10 minutes from the house. That shit felt like it took me a lifetime to get home. Moving on to some news that I didn't want to bring up, but you know, you people love American news. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are engaged. And to top off their engagement, they both drank each other's blood. And would Jermaine say, hello, hepatitis?
Hello, hepatitis.
Big thanks to
DJ Crip-Walk.
Yep, Crip-Walk, DJR on Twitter for giving us this this news and a hilarious quote to go with it.
Oh, yeah. These niggas out here. Like I said, bro, I don't have the slightest idea what niggas got, what kind of infatuation white people got with drinking other people's blood. You ain't never seen no niggas out there drinking blood. And if it is a black person doing it, they them niggas who be hanging out with them white folks.
Yeah.
With all that gothic shit, you know what I mean? I seen four girls. They had the one black chick, and they all dressed in gothic. I'm like, y'all look like some crazy people. Bitch, it is 32 degrees outside. You got on all black looking like Morticia Adams. Put some motherfucking sandals on. Bitch, it is freezing out here. I don't get it, man. Moving on.
Hold
on,
my bad. Can I make a statement for DJ Crip-Walk? I appreciate you bringing this story here. And you're right. These white folks are losing their mind. They getting real disrespectful out here. I have no clue in my mind to why anybody think this shit is cool. You can just say hello to hepatitis and a whole bunch of shit, country ass nigga. Like what? Bitch, show me your blood test before you come back, because you might be part alien. I seen your thumbs.
That is true. She could be a part of the lizard people.
Yeah, bitch, show me your blood results. What kind of nigga these is, bro? Now watch and see Brandon Jamal. I know we got to get out this subject real quick. Hey, bro, look. Watch all these broke-ass, poor-ass niggas finna start drinking bitches' blood vials. And they gonna be like, ooh, I don't feel too good. Yeah, nigga, let it sit.
I think I got COVID. No, no, no. You got something more than that.
Yeah, nigga, your body's shutting down. Your face turning blue, bub.
Quit drinking people blood, people. I don't get that shit. I don't know when y'all thought that shit was the most... Like, I've seen people on TV, oh, I drink blood every day. It's just pig blood. And, nigga, you wonder why your eyes roll in the back of your head and your skin turning purple.
You hear them people late at night, nigga. That's that pig blood talking. Bro, yeah. it's only one man I know can suck blood and be cool. One nigga, Blade. He's the only one. All you other people, stop sucking blood. That shit weird.
What about hey, Blackula?
Blackula sucked a lot of blood too and fucked them white folks up.
My bad, man. Blackula, you started that shit for these niggas. I ain't never seen a man with an afro and mutton chops tear some white folks apart.
Every white folk called him a nigga, he took care of him. We appreciate that. We need Blackula in 2021. We need you to fight COVID. No vaccines for anybody, nigga. No more boosters. Can he be like the makes the blood taste funny?
Flea, write that shit down, Jamal. We had to do a Dracula funny. COVID the blood.
Blackula said, "What the fuck is in the vaccine that makes the blood taste bitter? That ain't right."
All you niggas taste nasty now.
That nigga wake up in the morning, I can see the sun. Oh no, I know that ain't right.
This shit tastes like cancer.
Yeah, I got diabetes.
Nigga, you a day walker now.
I'm an immortal.
I'm not an immortal, good diabetes. Yeah, you got it, nigga.
I gotta live with this shit the rest of my life. A handful of pills, homeboy, gonna be your friend for an eternity.
Then go to the doctor, man. I've been sucking blood all my life. Now I got high blood pressure. Yeah. I would like to see Dracula with high blood pressure. I'm gonna have to get something written down for that. Fuck.
That nigga, he passed. I need my shot. Moving on, ain't he good though, won't he will. Sometime God giveth, and sometime he taketh away. We do appreciate him. He doing real good this week. So shout out to Oreo for having a 110th birthday.
When that cookie coming out?
You realize that Asian lady was around before Oreos came out from last week?
Yeah, that's true. I couldn't believe that Oreos were that fucking old, you know?
I remember the first black cookie.
Well, I bet you white folk like this. I ain't eating that cookie. That's why them niggas don't like vanilla. I always assume I'm a fool, right? Because most people don't know what color is vanilla, Brandon.
White?
The vanilla bean plant is black.
Oh, yeah.
My mama said when they had ice cream, vanilla ice cream, it was dark. It was black. And white folks said we ain't eating that dark ice cream. And they start bleaching it. Like, the vanilla bean plant is black, bro. All black. Huh. Look it up. Somebody said they refuse to eat something so delicious, so black. And them niggas start bleaching the vanilla bean. Or bleaching the vanilla ice cream. Totally insane. My mom said we have vanilla ice cream was dark. But hey, man, it is what it is. So shout out to Oreo for making, they going to release a new flavor. Chocolate confetti cake.
I like a good confetti cake. I like birthday cake.
Yeah, everybody making birthday cake, but everybody's birthday can't get the same. Some nigga birthday cake be tasting like a homeless man made it. You ain't put all the right ingredients in here, John. Ain't got them all, nigga. Just enjoy the cake.
That's right, nigga. You got a half a sprinkle.
You ever had like some goddamn Mayfield birthday cake and then you go get like some Walmart dollar birthday cake? This shit don't taste right. My mouth numb. You got that salt packed on the floor.
My left leg's tingling.
Yeah. Nigga, that's the increased sugar. So if you want to go out in the street, get you some chocolate confetti cake, knock it out. Let's get on down to Drake. Man, I was going to put him in a regular news, but I got to put him in an any good that won't he will, because he actually won, and he's going to continue to win. This is when I tell people we need to get rid of those bullshitting ass frivolous lawsuits that white people love to do, because everybody be trying to sue everybody for anything now. Anybody want to explain the story about Drake and his Instagram model that he met?
Sure. So from what I understand, Drake was like out of the club. Him and this chick hooked up. Him and the chick went back to his hotel room. He was like, "Hey, girl, you want to have some sex?" And she was like, "Yes, Drake, I do want to have sex with you." So they had sex. He wisely wrapped it up, you know, after his mishap with them, you know, that chick from the gram. So he goes, washes up, and then she goes in right behind him and tries to take his...
Turkey baster.
Yeah, he tried to take his baby batter out the fucking condom and put it inside of her trying to get pregnant, you know, and trying to trap him. Little did she know, though, that Drake done put some fucking Texas Pete in the condom to kill the sperm. So she put a bunch of hot sauce directly into her hoo-ha there, and she yelled out, and then he found out, and then, you know, hilarity ensued.
And now she's lawyered up to say she gonna sue Drake for burning her coochie. And I'm trying to understand, like, bitch, don't you know everything that you just did was illegal?
Right. They don't.
Right. You're they snitching don't. On yourself.
Bruh. It ain't even no more self-respect. You should have been thinking to yourself, like, I know I should have never done that. You should have just screamed real loud and said, my bad, Drake, I fucked up.
Yeah.
Kept it moving.
Drake was quoted as saying,
man, I'm sick of these hoes. And you had to get Drake his props on that one, bro, because I ain't never heard of that one. That's some real smooth shit right there.
That is next level covering your
not
ass.
Not getting hoes pregnant
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
But who does that? Like, what are you, like, I'm sorry to say the B word. Bitch, what are you doing? Like, this is what you do for a living? You have sex with rapper. And, like, how many people actually get pregnant from a nigga after jacking off in a condom? And then you gonna just throw it in you and hopefully you get pregnant?
I don't know. I'm sure some trifling asshole's done it. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll probably work like 10% of the 90%. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know, but man, this is what you get. I wish it had a fucking mouse trap in it or something too. Yeah.
It would have had that salt pack in it. Now I can't feel anything down there. You should have put it in your coochie, ho. What you think you're doing? What you put in there? Peroxides and crack.
Like I said, this motherfucker's got some Tabasco.
And now they got like memes with Drake. Texas Pete, I put that shit on everything.
Nah, that's rare. That's Frank's red hot.
Whatever. Yeah. I just don't understand what's going on, people. No self-respect. If you haven't, and then the funny thing about it is, she telling how big his penis is. I'm like, bitch, how can you measure a man's penis just by having sex with him? You good. I give you that. But you don't goddamn check behind a nigga mouth. That's for sure.
You know, man, like I said, dude, like, if this was a dude, there'd be people coming out of the woodwork with hashtags, you know?
Yeah, bro, I'd have been like, this, I think it's time for you to leave, my lady. I don't have a ride. You had one till you tried to put that condom in. You hit the street, bitch.
Yeah, it's thought time over with. Thought time is over with. Got to go home.
Bro, how can you even explain to a nigga, damn, bitch, you all right? What happened? Put that condom in, nigga. It had hot sauce in it. I think it's time for you to leave.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you gotta go.
We were gonna watch The Mandalorian together. You don't blow on all that.
Right, we was about to get
gonna
this
watch
Boba
Don't
Fett.
Look Up and you on that bullshit. Moving on to somebody else on that bullshit. So a founder of the Oath Keepers, this is from Newsbreak as well.
Yes.
Is charged with sedition conspiracy. A nigga ain't been charged with sedition in how long? A long time. Before me and Brandon were born, and Jermaine and Dusty put together. They took sedition out of the book a long ass time ago, didn't they?
Yes, I think so.
Well, nigga, they brought it back fresh and hot out the presses. It's a 20-year charge. That nigga probably looking like, you better
get your hands out your pocket, nigga, and put it behind your back.
Yeah, you going to jail, Jack.
Nigga, when you get hit with sedition, you know, I've heard the word. I've heard the word, but I never really paid attention to it because it's all in video game.
I'm gonna give a definition and say,
nigga, you just got hit with inspiring to overthrow the government. That was sedition mean, I think. I think that's about as clear as I can make it.
Yeah, you know what they told him.
Put your shoes on, son. Get ready.
When he walk in and see that big fat black dude.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
I don't get you, motherfucker. I am glad that some of these people are getting some harsh time, but they all need it, bro. They all need 45 years. You know That's what a right. white man you know what a white man had nerve to say?
What's that?
If they locked up everybody from the Capitol riot, it'll overpopulate the prison. I'm like, nigga, what?
Niggas
what's that got to do with me?
Yeah, niggas just keep dishing y'all around till your sentence is served, nigga. You going to California this year, damn, then Texas.
They need you to make some dresses, some clothes and shit.
They don't seem to give a shit about overloading them with everybody else. Yeah.
True.
Yeah. So
the Aryan Brotherhood is looking for some recruits.
We gonna have the biggest prison fight in the world. You going to jail, Jack. Let's get on down to news break again. I think Jermaine sent this story, and I love the title. Won't he do it? Ain't he good, though? Won't he win? A Georgia woman celebrates 104. This motherfucker was around when the Oreos had just been on the market for 4 years.
3 years old. 3 years old.
You want an Oreo? What's that? It'll change your life.
They probably wasn't even on the market, nigga. They probably some nigga small-ass convenience store.
That's true, too. She was 104, and she from Georgia, too. Stone Mountain. Appreciate you. Her name is Winnie Cunningham Shaw.
Tell you, man, the baby boomers got that juice. Mm. Nigga need to figure that out.
Ain't he good, though.
Ain't he good, though, won't he will. And she just said she love life every day. I appreciate you. I appreciate you for living so long. Ain't he good, though, won't he will. Let's move on down to them people who don't fuck up their money. Let's gonna get on down. You don't fuck up your money, right? And most of these are poor people, but we gonna drop down and hit them rich people first. The lawsuits against Travis Scott are now worth over $10 billion.
Mm-hmm. Brandon?
Let me teach you how to be homeless, my nigga.
You niggas know you're not going to get any of that money from him because ain't nobody going to pay that. You know what I mean? It's fucked up. They're going to get a couple of million dollars, but money never brings back your children. It never brings back your loved one you lost. You know what I mean? And Travis Scott just going to keep doing what Travis Scott doing, making music, doing everything. Yeah. You really think he had the house panicking right now?
I would be.
Well, he can't afford to pay his lawyers anymore. Then you started the panicking.
Yeah, I would definitely be. I'd definitely be tugging my collar. Yeah. I'd be on some.
Y'all killing me with this. Nigga, you ain't never lying.
Bro, I think it's insane, though. Come on now. How much restitution y'all think y'all get from this man? Bruh, I don't even know. I think the situation fucked up as hell. Hell.
I mean, I ain't gonna stop till I get enough. Yeah.
Well, hey, look. Yeah. When that lawyer walk into the courtroom and see all y'all sorry ass class action lawsuit, what he gonna say?
Stop that sass, nigga. Stop that sass.
He gonna say that shit. You know how much the lawyers gonna get if they even get $1 billion? It took me a long time to realize why I never signed up for those class action lawsuits. Nigga, you get like $40. You get $250 at the end.
If that, you might get $40. Most of the time, you're going to get like $12. Yeah.
We need your name on the list. Like, nigga, if I can't buy me a new DVD, don't put my name on the list. If I can't feed my family with the check, I ain't worried about that class action lawsuit.
This is a small soft pack, my nigga. I thought I was going to get some big money.
They send your check in the mail in a little envelope. Don't cash it all in one place. How much you got paid? The lawyer got paid $987 million. We appreciate it, my nigga. Moving on to, what is his name? Skrillex? How do you say this guy?
Martin Scarelli.
Scarelli. This motherfucker is ordered to return $64 million. To the people, into the government, and this nigga is barred from being in the drug industry. You don't fucked up your money, bro, but he has enough money to not miss a day in life ever again. You know what I'm saying?
Does he? That fucking, they haven't taken it all yet?
I'm pretty sure that nigga been hiding money in the Cayman, Afghanistan. He got money every goddamn well. Shell companies he own probably had. Pharmaceutical people make a lot of money.
He can't be
that movie probably about him. Farmer, what is it? It's Farmer, bro.
Yeah,
Farmer, bro.
He can't be in pharmaceuticals anymore, but he can.
Let me teach you how to be homeless, my nigga.
he'll just make some old pseudo name up and run the company up under another name.
Yeah,
every
probably.
Time.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy. Moving on to Logan Paul. Fuck this guy too. This nigga has came out and said his $3.5 million box of Pokemon cards are fake. If you don't check behind a nigga math, hell, I think I bought a fake comic book for $150 a long time ago because I ain't seen no more on the records.
Well, the bitch about it is that this dude, he did most of his due diligence, you know, like I don't know. First off, the thing was shady. I think he bought it off of fucking eBay or something. I don't know. Or like a friend of a friend told his homeboy something. But they did go to some kind of damn pretty prestigious grading company that grades comic books and shit. And they were like, yeah, run it, you know. And then they ran it. And then come to find out, Snake Eyes. Yeah.
Like I told you, one dude who sell comic books online, he said, let me tell you something. Anything over $100,000 on face on Insta on eBay, you have to check. He said never say. He said that's little money. Never say. He said never buy anything off eBay for $3.5 million. Normally it's fake. Anything over $1 million on eBay, you're not gonna get your money's worth because it's hard for you to kind of verify what the fuck it is. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But ain't he good though? I mean,
all that boxing money he from stealing from people, that $3.5 million, he won't lose a wink of sleep about it.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. That motherfucker looks sick to his stomach on that video when they told him that shit was fake.
Hey, Brandon, what do you mean they're fake? They look real.
Yeah. I mean, like, they were like, what? He was like, I don't know, man. Like, fuck. They're telling him all this bad news. They're like, man, I don't know. What do you think? And they're like, sorry, bro. We got to tell you this shit's fake as fuck.
That nigga probably like, what you going? You going to go knock him out? Nah, that's good, nigga.
I'm going to go get me a refund back from eBay. We don't refund that type of money, my nigga.
Well, dude, and the fucking, like, grading house. Disappear. The grading house is like, kind of pretty much, man, we fucked up. We're going to stop doing grading for a little while and reevaluate our fucking shit and yada, yada, yada. You know?
So, oh, they got him. Oh, they got him.
So
yeah, we'll grade it for you, nigga. Give me $300,000.
Yeah. Yeah, he was like, what's my next options, you know? And they were like,
go fight with eBay, nigga.
we'll see. Yeah.
It's like, bro, you can't trust anybody. And with computers, con artists have gotten better. When I seen a whole movie about niggas selling fake art that was knockoff, but it looks almost real, and you had to have a special trained eye to catch this shit, my nigga, people do this every day. Well, con artists are through the roof, and they are taking shit. Nigga, they killing people out here.
Well, the other thing is that the card packs and shit were, like, sealed, I think. You know, something in them was sealed, and then when they opened up, there was some kind of different kind of card in there, fucking Yu-Gi-Oh! Or, I don't know, baseball, football cards or something like that. So I guess whoever had it had resealed everything back to how it was somehow, to where these motherfuckers couldn't tell the difference, you know.
It's a bag, nigga. China can do anything. If China can do it, a nigga in America, nigga, I can reseal bags with a food saver.
This is true.
Well, I mean, back to factory sealed though, like especially yes, on like nigga, a pack of cards.
They
like
sell
that.
Bags that are factory sealed, yeah. Like silver bags for your cars and shit. You can buy anything online.
Yeah, fair enough.
When niggas start selling up bootleg DVD. I bought a Miyazaki, bro. A Miyazaki. Like, it had all the movies on it for like $20. My homeboy said that shit bootleg and fuck. And this shit got every movie on 6 discs. This shit had beautiful color and light. And he said, y'all, this shit bootleg, bro. Look them up.
Huh.
It was only $20, nigga, but I got all the Miyazaki movies. But still, this shit looks legit, bro. These niggas made the DVD box. This shit got every movie on it. It got Miyazaki. It got Disney. Yada, yada, yada. Niggas work hard to scam a nigga. $3.5 million. You going to come correct when you trying to take somebody money.
Yeah. Ain't he good, though? Yeah.
In the words of my fellow man, Pimp C, you going to smell my cologne, Jack.
Oh, yeah, nigga. I'm coming to the city, boy. We going to goddamn. We going to be trying to research. Yeah. I'm getting nigga who I need to find this nigga address.
Today.
Tomorrow, nigga. You got 6 hours.
So you don't fuck up your money, Logan. Moving on to somebody else don't fuck up their money. Yahoo.com. I don't go to Disney World enough to even want to wait in line. I did wait in line at the Simpson theme park for like 40 minutes to pay $97 for 2 hamburgers, some fries, chicken tenders, 2 sodas, and a Flamin' Moe. Huh. That wasn't even an alcoholic beverage, right? So Disney World fans are waiting over 6 hours in line to buy a $25 bucket of popcorn. with some of them begging other people in front of them to buy them some. One even tried to get somebody $100 for some popcorn and food for their family. My nigga, let me tell you something, Jack. If I can't eat here, we'll go somewhere else.
Well, no, the thing about the popcorn is it comes in some kind of super rare collector's cup thing. It's like a bucket with some kind of character on it from, God, I don't know, the mid-2000s or something. I don't know if they dug these shits up out of a warehouse and was just selling them to get to
I should have read the whole article. Sorry, people, but I'm like, this nigga ain't waiting in line for that either.
No, me neither. You know, but yeah, it's supposed to be some kind of super rare thing, and motherfuckers are begging people, here's $100, just please buy me this fucking bucket. Yeah.
It's a bucket of popcorn, bro. 9 times out of 10, you gonna lose the shit once you get on the ride. Some nigga gonna pilfer and steal it from you when you put it in a little caddy. Oh, you can put all your stuff in and get it when the ride's over. What the fuck happened to my popcorn?
Man, please, you better find one of them fucking lockers where you can get you a key. Yeah,
bro, that's almost worse than a nigga who paid $200 for a lightsaber when they put in a cheap plastic bag.
I was about
to
say.
He was throwing a hissy fit. My nigga, nah. Let me see. If you buy a new Maserati, nigga, that shit need to have gas in it, oil in it, new tires.
Right.
If you buy a lightsaber that's $200 or more than $200, nigga, you need to be putting my shit in a Star Wars bag.
Yeah, apparently they had, like, special... like sword holders for it. I don't know if it was like a box that it came in, or like, I don't know, a soft, like a pool cue fucking thing you slung over your shoulder or what. But yeah, apparently they ran out and was putting people's custom made fucking lightsabers in just a plastic bag, and they are pitching a bitch. But for $200, I want my motherfucking saber case too, you know? At least be like, all right, you know, we're out of them, but we'll mail you one when they come back in or something, you know?
Nah, my nigga, I need you to go in the back, go to Taiwan, wherever the fuck you get them from. We need something here today. Give me my money back, nigga. I ain't buying that shit and walking out here with a plastic sack in the rain, get on the shit, now your shit useless.
Yeah, no shit. Like I said, I at least want my
I want my shield, nigga. I need my steed.
Yeah, but yeah, Disney's fucking up on that. But I don't know, $200 for a custom light. I mean, I guess you could make your own, and you know, they got a lot of possibilities. But I mean, you can go online and do the same thing for, you know,
yeah,
$110.
They got a nigga on YouTube show you how to make a real lightsaber. Only thing about it, that shit illegal, and that shit do cut through anything. He motherfucker made a real lightsaber. The government had to come in and say, no, my nigga. No. You can't be making them type motherfucking thing.
Motherfucker got gas pockets and flames and shit coming out of it. It burns like 3,000 degrees. I said, that shit cut through metal, my nigga. So, yeah, it's coming. Today, yeah, Jamal, they're going to be having real Star Wars pretty soon.
Oh, yeah, and they're going to be drunk out there cutting all their limbs. You know we can't put that shit back on. We ain't got that type of technology.
Well, at least it'll instantly cauterize it so you won't bleed to death, per se.
Niggas be out here fighting like they Yu-Gi-Oh! Or goddamn Inuyasha. Not Inuyasha, I sound like an old-ass anime dude now, you know what I mean?
Shut up, old
head. Cartoon, them nigga be fighting like they writing in the real thing, and you like, y'all niggas insane. Nigga be fighting with fake lightsaber. Think about it and get their hands on the real one. And them goofy ass nigga with no motor skill chop a man head off. Jimmy, I didn't mean to do that. That nigga gone, Jack. You may want to leave today. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit.
You don't blow, you don't cut a hole into the goddamn, the water heater and blow the house up. Come on, man. I thought I told y'all not to be playing with them dangerous weapons. You out there cutting trees down in the backyard. Whoosh.
And they cut daddy card ham. Nigga, you ain't never, you gonna walk to school for the rest of your life.
And don't let these crazy ass niggas who hate their girlfriend, bitch, I'll slice you down the middle. What are we doing here? That's why we told y'all, nigga, these lightsabers. Y'all, what happened to gun? Don't need a gun when I can slice a man in half. let's get on down this last goddamn story. You don't fucked up your money. Brandon sent this not too long ago, so I said I'm going to put it in there. This is from yahoosports.com. XX Alabama QB Jay Barker arrested on allegedly attempting to strangle his estranged wife. No, he tried to hit his wife with a car. His estranged wife, he tried to hit her with a car. Nigga, stop it. Stop it. It ain't worth it, bro. Yeah, let her go. Find you some young tender. Make yourself happy. Then go get you another goddamn older woman.
Dude, apparently he had people in the car with him when he tried to do it, because he said the news article said that they were freaked out and called the cops and shit. I'm like, yeah, but like if I was in the car with one of you and you're like, oh, there's that bitch right there, and fucking like put it in reverse and hit the gas back up trying to kill somebody.
Man. You don't want to be accessory to that shit, nigga.
What'd Jamar tell you, nigga? Mind your business. I'd be sitting that motherfucker quiet as hell. When the police get that, what you saying? Ain't seen shit.
I would have got out and called an Uber. Hey, my nigga, stop the car for me, bro.
That nigga dangerous. I seen him doing something, nigga. I just blacked out, nigga, and kept looking forward.
If you try to come to the house, man, what's up, man? You don't want to hang out no more? Nigga, you try to run a bitch over, nigga, in your Jag. No, my nigga, I can't fuck with you, nigga. You may want to run me over one day. Nigga, St. Christine. Like, what the fuck happened, nigga? Did the car take you over?
Yeah, my wife said I can't hang out with you no more.
Yeah.
After you tried to kill Becky, she thinks you're a bad influence.
Yeah, my nigga, I can't bring that type of shit in my house, make me look bad.
I used to call you my friend, but you ain't no real QB.
Nigga, I'm gonna send both of us to jail, nigga, if I don't snitch on you. Nigga, don't stop the snitching. If Brandon called me and I run a man over because I don't like him, snitch on me, Brandon.
No, well, they're going to have to turn the screws for a little while before I start snitching. Once they start fucking flinging like 15 or 20 at me, then we're going to have to start.
I appreciate you being a good friend, but I ain't going to do that shit. I live life like this, man. It is what it is. Life sucks for everybody.
I'm just going to be like, man, I was passed out in the passenger seat. I had too much to drink. This motherfucker was driving me home.
Fucking yeah, I been throwed up on my clothes and everything, and the police come. Yeah. I don't know what the hell happened, yo.
Yeah.
The nigga come back there and see me looking straight out the windshield. What wrong with you, nigga? I'm blind. Nigga, I ain't seen shit. I heard some bitch screaming.
I heard him say, I love you, bitch, and then next thing
you know. Nigga. Help me out of here, nigga, and take me anywhere but here.
Why did you call 911, nigga? I'm blind. And nigga, I can't see my phone. The voice called while this nigga running a bitch over. And tighten up, man.
And that's the end of part one. Thanks for everybody for tuning in. Come back Friday for the exciting conclusion of part two.